Hey, today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadi Gimel. We left off on daf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. We left off at Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Amar Rav. About 12 lines from the end of the page, last word on the line is Bar. So today's shiur is once again sponsored by David Landerer in honor of this daf Yomi shiur. And we thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. And again, anyone who would like to sponsor, it's dafsponsor@bknw.org. It's $54, and we appreciate very much all of the wonderful words and sponsorship that have been coming in lately. So we are, again, we're holding on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis, and today's entire daf is going to discuss issues relating to Chelev, and highly specific, Chelev that's here, Chelev that's there. So we're going to just be identifying different parts of the animal. But first, we're going to discuss which part of the Gid is Aser, which part of the Gid Anasha is problematic. And ironically, the Machlokas is going to be whether the actual Gid Anasha is Aser, or only the surrounding area is Aser. Then the Gemara is going to discuss fats that lie beneath the surface, that aren't really right there out on the surface. Are those Aser as well? The Gemara is going to discuss Gidin that appear by the shoulder of the animal. Then we're going to discuss various Chutim which are blood vessels, or Kramim, which are membranes that are Aser Mishum Chelev, and others that are Aser Mishum Dam, and what the Nafkamina is, whether the reason it's Aser is because it has the status of Chelev, or the reason that it's Aser is because it has Dam inside of them. We're going to talk about the membranes around the kidney and the spleen, and we're going to discuss what about if an animal has detached Beitzim, which obviously it would have, because they do that to animals on purpose. So what happens when you have an animal that's detached Beitzim, is that, are those Beitzim considered to be Eiver Min HaChai and therefore Aser, or are they still considered to be part of the animal because they're still in the kiss, they're still in the sack, and therefore would be mutter to eat? The Gemara is going to have Machlokas how to handle three different places where Dam seems to be extra condensed, and also how to alleviate concerns of Dam when removing the hair from the animal's head, the process that they would put it through might raise some concerns of Dam. So the Gemara is going to talk about how to alleviate those concerns. And then at the very end of the Daf, before the Mishnah, we're going to talk about what a butcher has to do in order to get fired, and what he has to do in order to earn himself malchus, meaning how negligent does he have to be in order to get into that kind of trouble. So let's begin. Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Amar Rav. Lo Aser Torah Ela Kankona Shabo. The Torah doesn't ask for the actual Gid Anasha, only the small Gidim that emanate from the Gid Anasha that go toward the inside of the animal, and only those are Aser because they are soft and they actually have a tam, they're Royal Achila, but the Gid itself is Kasha Ke'etz, it has no tam, it's not Royal Achila, and therefore the Torah never Asered it. But Ula Amar Eitzu V'atarachiva Alav. Ula says, you're right, it's Eitz, but the Torah is mechayiv you anyway. The Torah is mechayiv you for the actual gid anyway. Amra Abayi, kavasei dula mestavra. It's most mestavra like Ula that the actual gid is in fact asur. Damra Sheshe Samravasi, chutin shebechelev. If you have the blood vessels that are found in the chelev that's on the kerev that covers the keres, asurin ve'ein chayav nalem. But you're not chayiv kareis for eating them. Alma chelev amrachmana velo chutin. It sounds like what's included is the chelev and not the chutin. Sachanami, Gidam Rachmana Velokanokanos. That just like by the Chelev, we say it's the Chelev, the core Chelev itself, and not the Chutim that are Yotzim, so too, Gidam Amarachmana Velokanokanos. That it's only the Gid itself, and not the other things that are around the Gid or that emanate from the Gid. Those are only going to be Asim Midrabanan. Only the Gid is Asim in HaTorah. Later on, in about a week from now, we're going to have Machlokas Tanaim, whether Yesh Begidin Benosin Tam, Oh, ain't begidin b'nosein tam, and the Rashba writes that machlokas tanaim is not a machlokas in mitzius, whether there's tam in the gid or not, because he says it can't be. It can't be that there was no way of finding out what the gid anash tastes like. I know you don't want to risk it, so we don't want to taste it ourselves. But a kfela, you have a non-Jew taste it, and he can tell you whether it's nosein tam or not. So says the Rashba, what you have to say is that everyone is moda that the knokanos of the gid have tam. The Gid Anasha itself does not have tam, and the Machlokas is the Machlokas Rav and Ula. Which Gid is really Aser in the Torah? The Tana that says Yesh Begidin Nosin Tam holds like Rav, that the Gidin that the Torah asers is not the actual Gid, it's the offshoots of it, and that's in fact Nosin Tam. That's the part that's aser. So that's why if you're mevashel yarech shel behema and the giranosha and the kenokanos are in it, the tarovis is aser because the kenokanos give tam in the tarovis. But the Tana that says ein begidin mil sein tam holds like ula that the part that the Torah asered is the part that has no tam. It only asered the gid itself, not the kenokanos. So if you cook the yarech shel behema and the giranosha is in it, the tarovis is not going to be aser because the gid itself is not nosin any tam, and the other parts are actually mutter. That's how the Rashban says that this machlokas is very much related to that issue of yesh begim nosin tam, reim begim nosin tam. Tosfos, however, writes that the machlokas Rav and Ula is not toloi on that machlokas tanaim. And even though from Rav it's muchach that he holds like the Shita yesh begidim nosin tam, and from Ula it's muchach that he holds ein begidim nosin tam, nevertheless, it's not necessarily so that the Tana that says yesh begidim nosin tam will necessarily hold like Rav, that the gid itself is not aser. The machlokas Rav and Ula is that Rav holds that the Tanaim only argue about the kenokanos, whether they have tam or not. But the gid itself, everyone is moda, is ein bo tam. And since Rav holds, like the man diyamer, yesh begidim nosin tam, so he says it's mistaver to be mechalik between the kenokanos and the gid itself, that the kenokanos are aser min haTorah because they have tam, the gid is mutter because it doesn't have tam. But if you hold ein begidim nosin tam, so the kenokanos, there's good logic to say that just like the kenokanos are aser, the gid itself is aser, because you're in the beginning of Nosin Tam, the way Tosfos understands it, Rav would say, that means the kenokanos are not Nosin Tam. So if the kenokanos are not Nosin Tam, why should they be any different than the gid itself? Whereas Ula holds that the machlokas tanaim, if the yesh legid Nosin Tam or not, is about the gid itself, not about the kenokanos. That's what Tosfos understands. And therefore, everyone holds that the gid itself is aser min haTorah, the kenokanos are mutter min haTorah, because the pasuk says gid, the pasuk doesn't say kenokanos. But the man yamrei in begidim nosin tam holds that even though the gid itself doesn't have tam, the Torah asers it anyway. And from Ula it's muchach that he holds that way, because he says that the gid is considered like an eitz. And the shita that says yesh begidim nosin tam holds that the gid is aser because it has tam in it. So that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is this machlokas Amoraim really totally on that machlokas Tanaim? Says Gemara further now, going back to what Rav Asi had said. Gufa, Amrav Sheshes Amravasi, Chutin Shabachelev, the Chutin that come out, that are found in the Chelev, that are on the Kerev, or on the Ksalim, are Asurim. They're Asurim Midrabban, Vein Chayav Lalem, but you're not Chayav Karis in them. Shabachulia, if you find Chutin that are on the membrane that's attached to the kidney, Asurim Vein Chayav Lalem, Asurim Midrabban, you're not Chayav Karis. Lo Ben Kulia, but if you have the white part, a collection of chutim that are white that are in the crevice that's in the kidney, Rebbe Rabbi Chia Chad Aser v'Chad Shari. That's Machlokas Rebbe Rabbi Chia. One says Aser, one says Mutter. Rabbi Memartit, Rabbi used to cut out the loven of the kulya. He used to dig it out. He used to go beneath the surface to dig out all the loven that's there, even that which is not evident at the surface. Rabbi Yochanan Mimartitle, and so did Rabbi Yochanan do the same. But Rabbi Yassi Goyimle. Rabbi Yassi would only cut the loven that's on the surface and just even out the area. But whatever loven went inside of the kidney, he didn't dig it out. He didn't go scooping it out of the inside of the kidney. Amrabai Kavasi Dravasi Mistaver. It's most Mistaver that the Allah is like Ravasi, that only the Chelev that's on the outside surface is going to be Asir. It's Amrabi Abba Amrabi Domer Shmuel, because Rabbi Abba Amrabi Domer Shmuel said, Chelev Shabbasar Chofa also Mutter. If you have Chelev that the Basar covers it up, it's Mutter Ba'achila. Alma Sha'alak Salim Amrachmana Velo Betoch Aksalim. Only that which is Alak Salim, not that which is Betoch Aksalim. That which is on the flanks, not that which is in the flanks. That's not considered to be usr, that which is hidden beneath the surface. Hachanami, sha'ala klayos amrachmana velo, shabtocha klayos. That when it comes to the fats that are of the kidney that are usr, it's only those that are ala klayos, not those that are inside the klayos. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Chelev Shabbasar Chofa also Mutter. If you have Chelev that Basar covers it up, you're allowed to eat it. Eini, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Haytarba Detosei Masni Aser. The Chelev that's underneath the Masnayim is Aser Ba'achila. And if you hold like Shmuel that the Chelev that's covered by Basar is Mutter Ba'achila, why should the Chelev that's under the Masnayim be Aser only after the butcher is Mafresh the Basar on Masnayim do you will you even expose that chalev? Will you even see that chalev? So that chalev is covered, it's hidden. So according to Shmuel, shouldn't it be mutter? Amrabai behema b'chayeha peruke mifarka. You know, you see the animal when it's dead. After you shecht it, you see it in one way. But when an animal is active and it's moving around, there are parts that may be more exposed and come to the surface as it's moving and stretching and running and jumping. So what we're seeing when it's shechted to be covered up is not really always covered up while it's alive. And therefore, it is considered an asr chaylev, because when it's alive, that part of the chaylev would be exposed inside of the animal. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ana lav tabchana v'lav bar tabachana. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I am neither a butcher, I'm not a shochet, I'm not the son of a shochet. So my personal expertise in this area is lacking me. I never had a direct experience with this, but I do remember what we said in Beis Medrash, behema b'chaya pruke mifarka, that an animal while it's alive moves around a lot, and therefore the chelav hamasnayim is aser, because the chelav hamasnayim may not be visible on the outside surface when you're dissecting the animal at first, but it is during the animal's lifetime. So it's interesting that he makes a point of saying that I am not a butcher nor the son of a butcher. The Rama writes in Yerudeya and Simon Samachdal Siv Zayin that the Seder Nikur of the Chalavim needs a Baki B'Nikur, that you can't learn any book, no Gemara, no Torah, no book that you're going to learn, you can then qualify you to do a Nikur of an animal to remove the Gid and the Chalav and all the parts that need to be removed. It's impossible, says the Rama, to be mevayer hetev basefer, to possibly clarify it using a sefer. And all of these chalavim happen to be on the hind parts of the animal, but the front part of the animal, there are very limited concerns. So the Ber Hetev writes that there are shitos that hold that we should be machmir not to eat the entire back part of the animal, because it's very difficult to be able to find everything, and even a person who knows the sugyas really well is still not going to be able to do it. So that's where the minhag developed in many, many communities, not to even touch the back part of the animal, that we only deal with the front part of the animal. Ramesh has a tshuva where someone asks him, is that a minhag? Meaning, let's say you have someone who knows how to do it, and he has a Kabbalah from a very reputable person that he knows what he's doing, and there's a major shasav chak that meat needs to be provided to whoever, that there's some shasav chak. Do we say no? But it's a violation of the minhag, and we have a minhag that we don't touch it, or do you say no? It's not a minhag. It's just something we never bothered with. It's just something that was never worth the effort or was never worth the risk, but it's not really a minhag. So Moshe holds that it's not a minhag. It's just something that we never did. He said b'doros achronim. It's just something that we've chosen not to get involved with, but it's not. We not have the force of a minhag, the halachic force of a minhag. Says Gemara further now, other types of chaylev that are aser. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel, chaylev sha'al hemseis, the chaylev that's on the hemseis, which is where the food goes from the beis hakosos, u beis hakosos, and the sack itself that's near the hemseis, that's toward the end of the stomach, asurin, the chaylev there that's aser va'anush kares, and a person's chayev kares for that. V'zeu chaylev sha'al hakerev, and when the Torah says in Parshas V'yikra, the chaylev sha'al hakerev, so that you have to be makriv, meaning over there it's not talking about b'taras iser, it's saying b'taras hakrava, that you makti the chalavim on the mizbeach. So the chelev ala kerev is that. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yudah, Amar Shmuel, hay tarba de kli busta, the chelev that's found on a bone called the kli busta, aser va'anush karis, it's aser v'achila and yechayv karis v'zau chelev shalak salim, and that's what the Torah refers to when it says chelev shalak salim. Seems to be some discussion in the Rishonim what this klibusta is. Rashi writes that it's an etzem ketana that's right above the tailbone, and it's mechuber to the chulios of the tail that are from the top. The Yamshel Shlomo writes that when Rashi says that it's an etzem ketana, that's not true. It's an etzem arucha. It's a long bone. Okay, but whatever it is, that's the chelav that's on it is terribly asur. You chayv karis for it, and it's in fact what the Torah refers to when it talks about being makrav the chelav of a carbon that sha'alak solim. V'am Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Domer Shmuel, chutin shabiyad asurim. The blood vessels that are found in the shoulder of the animal are asur ba'achila. Amar Rav Safra, Moshe. He says, Moshe. Well, wait, so whose name was Moshe? We don't have any Tanaim or Amar that are named Moshe. So Rashi writes in many places in Shas, whenever the term Moshe is used, it's a way of saying Tamil Chacham, meaning you are not just Tamil Chacham, a spectacular Tamil Chacham, a Chad Bidara kind of Tamil Chacham, once in a generation, like Moshe Rabbeinu was God Al Dar. It's only Mesechus Beit on Daflam Chesem Beis that Rashi writes that it's not a compliment, it's just a Lashon Shvua, that I swear by the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. So whatever it is, some sort of significant exclamation. So you definitely can't read this Gemara Moshe. You have to Moshe. So whatever it means. But so he says Moshe. Mi amar Rachmana lo teichul bisra. Does the Torah say that it's aser to eat basar? I mean, how could you aser the chutin shabiyad? The chutin shabiyad is just meat. Meat is mutter. Amar Rava. So Rava responded back. Moshe. Mi amar Rachmana echol dama. Does the Torah tell you that you're supposed to eat blood? I know it's not chaylev. It's meat, but it's full of blood. You're not allowed to eat dam. So chad chay umal chay, afilu k'deiru nami shapir dami. But therefore, if you cut it out, if you cut it up and you salt it, and that way you're able to draw out all the blood, you could even cook it in a pot. Even though certain things that are very dense with blood require barbecuing, require roasting in order to draw the blood out. Now, this could even be cooked in a pot with water if you do a proper malicha on it in advance. So amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, reish me ayah ba'amsa ba'igrira. The beginning of the intestines, where it comes out from the keva, you need to scrape it at the length of an amma to remove any chelev that's on it. And that's the chelev shaladakin, where we have a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. We had a previous amem tesem base. But after one amma, it's not going to require any scraping because it's already considered connected to each other, which is shaman that's mutabach. At that point, it turns from chaylev into fats that are mutar b'achila. V'am Rav Yehuda, chutin sheba oketz. The chutin that come out from the oketz, from the spine that's over the ksalim, that goes into the membrane around the ksalim, are asurin. They're asur mishum chaylev. Cham shechuti ispei bekafla. There are five chutim on the ksalim, and those are the chutim that enter from the shidra that's above the ksalim into the membrane of the ksalim. Tlasi miyamina v'tarti mismala. Three of them go out from the right side and two from the left side. Tlasa miftsli the tray. The three that go out on the right side each further branch off into two other chutim. Tray mafsli the tlasa. The two that go out on the left side each further branch off into three chutim. Nafkamina, okay, I could look. What do I need to be told? How many there are? So nafkamina di shalvlu ad chamimi mishtalfi. Look, if you're going to remove all of these chutim, well, the body is still warm, so then it will come right out and you don't have to think about this. And then you don't need to know all this information. You'll pull it, all the chutim and all the branches will come right off. But if you don't take it out while it's still warm, you wait till it cools down and dries up a little bit, then you're going to need to go in and search from the spine and find all of these chutim to remove them. And if you didn't find all of them, so you have to know if you didn't find all of them. That's why it's important to know the number that there are, how many you're expected to find. Okay. Amar Abaye Vitem Rav Yehuda, Cham Shechutei Aved. There are five places on the Behema where there are chutim that are aser. Tlasa Mishum Tarba. Three of those chutim are aser Mishum Chelev, that they have the status of Chelev themselves. Utrein Mishum Dama. And two of them are aser because of Dam, that there's considered to be Dam that's Balua inside of these vessels, and therefore it's going to be aser on account of Dam. Ditachli Udekafli. The chutim that are in the spleen, and the chutim that are in the Ksalim, Udekul Yisa, and the chutim that are in the kidneys, Mishum Tarba. Those are usher on account of being chelev. The yada udulawa, the chutim in the forelegs and in the jaw, right? The lower is the jaw, I think. So those are considered mishum dama. Those are aser on account of dam. So if you eat that, you're not violating achilas chelev. You're violating achilas dam. The mind of kamina. Who cares what I'm violating? I'm not allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to eat either one, whether it's chelev or dam. So the gemara says an obvious nafkamina. Hani dimishum dama imachatichlu umalichlu shaper dami. Dam is a problem that could be solved. You just need to remove the dam from those chutim. Then you can eat the dam. How do you remove it? You cut it up and you salt it. But if the chutim themselves are aser because they are chelev, so then there's no removing anything. The whole thing is aser. You're not allowed to eat it. Amrav Kana Vitem Rav Yehuda. Chamsha Karmi Havu. There are five membranes that are important to be familiar with. Tlasa Mishum Tarba. Three of them are Asr because they themselves are Chelev. Utre Mishum Dame. And two of them are Asr because of Dam. Detachli, Dekafli, Dekul Yisam Mishum Tarba. Again, the ones of the spleen and the Ksalim and the Klaios are Asr because they're Chelev. Debeyu, Demokra Mishum Dame. But the membrane around the testicles of the animal, of the Zachar, and the membrane that's on the moach, that's on the brain, are asr mishum dam. Rav Yehuda bar Roshaya have a kakalaf leitachla. Rav Yehuda bar Roshaya was peeling off the membrane from the spleen. Levi braid Rav Huna bar Chia to feed Levi braid Rav Huna bar Chia have a goyim le meilai. He was pulling out only the upper membrane that covers the upper part of the spleen, where it's much thicker and it's attached to the keres. So Levi said to Rav Yehuda, Chus Pei Tvei, wait, you're not doing enough. You need to cut the membrane more lower down on the spleen also. Not only the thicker part that's on the top. Asavua, so Rav Huna bar Chia, Levi's father, then showed up. He came onto the scene and he saw his son criticizing Rav Yehuda bar Roshaya and the way that he was doing the peeling of the membrane of the spleen. So Ashkei, he found his son showing Rav Yehuda what he wants him to do. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said to his son, Hachiam Ravua diimach mishum derav. Your maternal grandfather had a tradition from Rav, meaning he obviously had fulfilled the requirement of marrying a bas tamil chacham. So he's able to say, your maternal grandfather, I'm your father, but my father-in-law, your maternal grandfather had a tradition from Rav. Umanu and who is your maternal grandfather? Who is Levi's maternal grandfather? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. That loas v'torah ela sha'aladad b'lvad. The Torah only answers the membrane that's found on the thicker part of the spleen. The other part is fine, so stop criticizing. He's doing right the way that he's removing the membrane. Says Mara Eini, is that really so? V'amrav hamnuna tanu krum shalatchol asur vein chayav malav. That there is a certain part of the membrane that's on the spleen that you're not allowed to eat, but there's no chiyuv kares for. Well, hechidami, which part is that? If it's about the thicker part, the upper part, well, why would you not be chayav kares for that? That's actual chaylev, that's also in the Torah. Ella dekule. Oh, must be talking about the rest of it, the rest of the membrane, not over the thicker part. And you see that it's still aser midrabanan. So I'm like, itanya tanya. So Rav Huna said back to his son, okay, if you have such a tradition, you have such a brisa, nothing I could say. But on the daraisa level, it certainly is not aser. But therefore, if you have such a brisa, so then you're within your rights to instruct that those parts be removed as well. Gufa, Amrav Amnuna, Tana Krum Sha'ala Tchol Asr. The membrane over the spleen is Asr, Ve'in Chayav Nalav, but you're not Chayav Karis for it. Krum Sha'al Gabi Kulya, Asr, Ve'in Chayav Nalav, and also the membrane that's over the kidney is Asr, but you're not Chayav Karis for it. Aiva Tanya, but we have a Braisa Chayav Nalav, that you're Chayav Karis for eating the membrane that's on the spleen or the kidney. So tchola tchola kasha. Now the one about the spleen is not a kasha. We already answered that one. Ha keneged adad, ha shelo keneged adad. Right? We already said that there's the thicker part, the upper part, which is chayiv kares, is nisa daraisa, and then there's the lower part, which is only midrabanan. So that's not a stira. Kulya kulyanami lo kasha. And even when it comes to the membrane that's over the kidneys, it's also not a stira. Habi ila'a, habi tata'a. The braisa that says yechayiv kares is talking about the krum that's attached to the chelev on the klayos on the upper part, where it has a full din of chelev that's asur min haTorah. And the braisa says you're not chayiv kares, it's talking about the krum that's underneath the chelev haklayos, that's between the chelev and the klayos themselves, where it's only asur midrabanan. So beich Chashilasa now says, well, what if you have partially detached testicles of an animal, meaning they were mesareis the animal, and now the beitzim are still there inside the kis of the animal. So Rav Ami v'Rav Asi chad aser v'chad shari. This was a machlokas between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. One of them said it's aser, the other one said it's mutter. In the Rishonim they say that Rav Ami is one that said that it was aser, Rav Asi is the one that said that it was mutter. So man di aser, the one that says that it's aser, midolo kabarian, will say that, look, it's Avraham and Achai. How do I know that it's Eved Min HaChai? It never gets better. It never is going to heal. When you're Masaris an animal, it stays Misuras. And therefore, it's considered to be detached from the animal. It just happens to be hanging there because the kiss is holding it in. But it's still, but it's not really part of the animal. So, honey, Eved Min HaChai Ninu. It's Eved Min HaChai. Mandashari, and the one that says that it's mutter, midloka misarchan, hani chiyusa isbehu. Well, why isn't it rotting? If it's not rotting, that's an indication that it's still getting some chiyus from the animal. So you can't say it's completely detached. Because if you were to completely detach any part of the animal and then just leave it out, leave it separate from the animal, it would rot in short order. The fact that the animal lives its whole life and nothing changes about these beitzim, that tells you that in some way it's still getting some sort of chiyus from the animal. The idach, and the one that says it's aser, hay de lo kamasarchan, he'll explain the fact that it's not being masriach de lo kashal buavira, because it's not really exposed to the environment. But had it been outside and exposed to the environment, of course it would be masriach. The idach, and the one that's matir, hay de lo baryan, will say, yeah, the reason it doesn't ever heal is chishuso de nakadu. The animal becomes weak, and therefore it's not able to heal properly. But since it's still getting some sort of chiyus from the behema, it's not considered to be Eved Min HaChai. Amar Rav Yochanan Rav Shammai Bar Abba, Hani Bei Chashilasa, the beitzim of a zachar that are severed from the gidim and they're still inside the kiss, sharyan, you're allowed to eat them, they're mutar ba'achila. But va'at lo techo mishum v'al tito shtoris imecha, you shouldn't eat them. Pasuk says al tito shtoris imecha, you have to do like your minag avilseinu, and the minag of your forefathers, the minag of your makom, is not to eat it. So from Rashi it sounds that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rav Shammai Bar Abba is mukhiyav linag b'hem iser, like the minag of Bavel, even though he's not in Bavel at the time, and even though he never plans on returning to Bavel. Meaning, this is an introduction to the concept of a minhag mishpacha. There was really, generally we don't think of minhagim and shas like that. Minhagim and shas have nothing to do with family. They have to do with where you are. There was a minhag hamakom, and there are halachos and sugis, b'sachos p'sachim. If you go from this place to that place, which makom do you get? If you plan on coming back, you don't plan on coming back. From Rashi, it sounds like, even though he left Bavel and he has no plans on coming back, he's somehow still bound to his family's minag, his point of origin. So, and that's what the Pri Chadash writes as well, is the Shitas HaRambam. However, many Rishonim, Tosos, the Rashba, the Ritva write that Mitzad al Tito Shor Simecha, a minag is not mechayiv him to not eat things that have nothing to do with where he is now. But Makam Shalana Agu Isser, everyone is allowed to eat, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Ashi that when it's Daito Lachzor, we give him the Chumrei Makam. So that's why he was telling him, since you're daito lachzar, that's why you're not allowed to eat. But enochinami, if you planned on staying here, so your menagim change, and now you take on the menagim of the place that you went. So it's interesting to figure out how to apply that to modern times, where there are no such thing as a menagim, there is no such thing as a menagim makam anymore, pretty much. There are no places of menagim, and everyone's just following the menagim of the makam that their family emanated from. Right, so then what do you do? Is there such what do you call daito lachzar, ein daito lachzar? Right, how do you assess such things? I've heard of Shachter say that if a person wants to now associate himself with another group, let's say he's from a Hungarian background, but it doesn't talk to him. That whole that whole style doesn't talk to him. So he wants to take on the minhagim of Yeki. They probably don't get so many people to take on the minhagim of it, but he wants to, maybe the way to the inflation part. But he wants to take on himself the minhagim of a yaki. So if he's going to become a yaki, he's going to become someone who takes on all the. So that's ein daita lachzar. That's a person who's now accepts those minhagim. That's what we asked for Shechter, if a person can be matir neder about gebrach. So say a person who comes from a family, the minhag is that they don't eat gebrach. Can they be matir neder and now eat gebrach? So he said matir neder doesn't work because that's your minhag of your makom. If you want to completely disassociate and now become part of an entirely different community, that's one thing. A person decides to become a chassid and he lives his life like a chassid in everything, so then he should take on all the chassidish menagim. He doesn't have to keep all of his modern orthodox menagim from when he grew up. When he becomes a chassid, he's a breslover chassid living in Meir Sharm or something, so then he takes takes on those minhagim. Okay, Amar Mar Baravashi, Hani Bey de Gadya, the beitzim of zachar of a small animal that are still in their membrane. Ad Tlasin Yomin Sharyon below Klipa, up until 30 days from the time that they're born. You're allowed to cook them in a pot and eat them without peeling off the membrane, because the Behema Daka up until 30 days does not have a tremendous amount of blood, and the blood doesn't get into all of the Evarim, so we assume the Krum is still, the membrane is still is not full of dam yet. Mikan Ve'elach, but if it's been more than 30 days since birth, I'azra'an asurin V'ilovazaran sharyan. If there's Zera in the Beitzim, then it's Asur, but if there's no Zera in the Beitzim, it's still Mutter. Minayadinan, how do you know if there's Zara in the Beitzim or not? Ispuhu shuraiki sumki. There would be red streaks on it if there's Zara in the Beitzim, so then Asiron, then it's going to be Asir. Lespuhu shuraiki sumki sharyan. But if it doesn't have these red streaks in it, then it's Mutter, because then you know that there's no Zara in the Beitzim yet. Umtzi, a piece of meat that has dam, like a spot that seems to have like a concentration of dam in a given spot as a result of a wound. And bei, if you have the beitzim of a zachar that have reddened, or umizriki, you have blood vessels in the neck of the animal that are very red. Pligi baravach v'ravina. That's machlokes in ravach v'ravina. One of them is machmir in these things. One of them is mekil. Now, the rule is, b'kala tarukula, whenever you have a machlokas anywhere in Shas, between Ravach and Ravina, and the Gemara doesn't identify who's machmir and who's mekel, so you should know the rule is, Ravina l'kula v'Ravach l'chumra. That Ravina is always the one that's mekel, Ravach is always the one that's machmir, vilksuk Ravina l'kula, and we always paskin like Ravina l'kula. Rabbi Kivegra gives a whole list of places where we don't, but we always pass it like Ravina Lakula, Levar Mehani Tlas, except for three things the three things that we just mentioned. The Ravacha Lakula of Ravina Lakula, because Ravacha is the one that's making over here, Ravina is the one that's Machmir, Vilchsek Ravacha Lakula, and we pass like Ravacha Lakula. So the bottom line is, anytime Ravacha and Ravina argue, we always go Lakula. But it's most places Ravina is the one that's Mekil, and over here in these three Rav Achaz the one that's Mekil. Umtza da asmik, if you have a piece of flesh, a piece of meat that became red because of a dam, chatacha umalacha, if you cut it up and you salt it, I feel, look at there, nami shapir dami, you can cook it in a regular pot, it's fine, you can cook it. Talya nami bishapuda, if you hang it in an oven over a spit in order that it should roast from the heat of the oven, even if you didn't cut it up into chatichos and you didn't salt it, you only did a minimal salting, the chatichos is going to be mutar b'achila, because da'iv Dama. That's going to draw out the blood when you roast it over a spit. Agumri, if you put it directly on coals, pligi ber Ravach of Ravina. That's machlokas Ravach and Ravina. Chad amar mishav shiyivilei. Rav Acha holds that the coals draw the blood and therefore it's going to be mutter. V'chad amar mitzvah samsilei. And Ravina is more machmir. This is one of the cases where he's more machmir that the coals do not have the ability to draw out the blood. To the contrary, it will shrivel and hold the blood inside. Kain bei v'chein mizruki, and the v'chein bei v'chein mizruki. The same is true about the beitzim that are reddened, and the mizruki, the blood vessels of the neck. Those are the three cases where Ravacha is the one that's mekel, and we are mekel like Ravacha against Ravina. Now, when a shochet wants to remove the hairs from the head of an animal after the shechita, he puts some water on it, and then he's matmin beremetz. He puts it in coals, and it burns, singes off the hair. The problem is when you do that, what's happening with the dam inside the head of the animal, and what does that do as far as the kashrus of the head of the animal? So reisha bekivsha, if you have the head of an animal that you put inside remetz, osvei beis hashchita, if you put the head down in a way that the beis hashchita is on the bottom, meaning the part that you slice, the part that you cut is sitting on the bottom, so daiv dam b'shari, we assume all the blood is going to flow out and that's going to be mutter. At stud, and if you tilt the head on the side while you're doing this process, then we assume that the blood is going to get caught inside of the head and it's going to be asr b'achila. Osvei and Chira, if you put it on its nose, on its nostrils, Dotzvei Midi, you need to stick something through the nostrils up until the brain to make sure it has a clear path, so the blood can drain out of the brain through the nostrils, then Shari, then it's going to be Mutar Achila, because we assume that the blood will have a proper way to drain. But Vilo Asr, but if you didn't stick anything in through the nostrils to the brain, then it's going to be Asr, because the blood is all going to get caught over there. Iga da Amri, some say that Anachire, if you put it on its nostrils, va'abes hashchita, or you put it on the base hashchita, then da'iv. Then you have nothing to worry about, and you don't need to do anything. It's going to be fine. The blood's going to drain out. But atstadin, what we said before would be the way that there's no way to fix it's aser. Atstadin idatve midi shari v'ilo aser. That only when it's atstadin, there's a way to fix it. But that's where you have to stick something through to make sure that it has a proper way to drain. Okay, now we go back to Gid Anasha. Which Gid is Asr in the Torah? Which Gid is only Asr Midrabanan? Amar Rav Dimer Shmuel, Shnei Gidinein. Pnimi, there are two Gidin. Pnimi Samach Etzem, Asr. The inner Gid that's closer to the bone is Asr Min HaTorah. The Torah says, Al Kaf HaYarech, and that Gid is on the Basr that's shaped like a calf that surrounds the Yarech, and L'chayav Elav, and therefore you're chayav for eating it. Chitzon, the outer gid, which is a shorter gid that's on the outside of the yarech, toward the outside of the animal's body, samuch lebasar, and it's near the basar. Aser is only aser midrabanan, vein chayav love. But you're not going to be chayav for eating it because it's only nisidrabanan. Ask the Gemara, Aiva Tanya, pnimi samuch lebasar. But didn't we say the pnimi is the one that's samuch lebasar? Amar of Acha, Amar of Kana, iklude maklid. Really, the gid pnimi is the gid that's samach etzem on the inside of the thigh of the animal, like Shmuel said. But since it goes into the basar, that like a key fits into a door, and that spot it's muvla in the basar, so we call it pnimi samach basar, even though it's not the gid that is innermost and that is closest to the basar. Vahatanya asked the Gemara, but wait, we have another brisa. Chitzon asamuch la'etzem. The chitzon is one that's described as samuch la'etzem. Samravida hech de paritapki. That's in a place where the butchers are open up the regel from the place where it's attached in the tailbone, and over there the gid is attached to the bone of the colus, and that's why it's called chitzon samuch la'etzem, because it's on the outer side of the yarech, and there's a part of it that's samuch la'etzem. But really, the chitzon is not the one that is closest to the etzem. Itmar, tabach shnimtza chelev acharav. Okay, now we get into, when do you fire a butcher? You have a butcher that didn't remove the chelev properly, and you find chelev in animals, that in meat that he's selling. So Rav Yehuda amar b'kisaora, that you punish him if you find a saora's worth of chelev. Rav Yochan amar b'kizayis. No, only find a kizayis of chelev. Amar papal apligi. Kan malkoso, kan la'abro. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about giving him malkus. So he says, only if it's a full kezias would you give him malkus mardus. But to fire him, even a little bit, even a saora, you'd have to tell him, look, you can't work as a butcher anymore. It's a very tricky thing, meaning when you give a hashkacha for something, so people's livelihoods are in your hands. So the people who work in food service have to realize that they're taking a tremendous achrayus, that they're only feeding the community kosher food. So their livelihoods are in the hands of the rabbanim of the community to decide, I'm sorry, you can no longer provide kosher food for the community. Amar Mazutra, Kisa'ora b'makom echad, Kizayis afilu b'shnayim u'shloshim mekamos. That when Rav Yehuda says that if you find Kisa'ora, we fire him, that's only if it's all in one spot. But when he says a Kizayis, give him malkus, that's even if it's many different spots that all equal up to a Kizayis. V'ilchsala kosa b'kizayis la'abro b'kisa'ora. Now, halach is that to give him malkus mardus, it needs to be a Kizayis. To fire him, it only needs to be a Kisa'ora. Ena tabach ne'aman. So he said tabach manat ne'aman on nikor agid. Amar Rav Chiya b'Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan, chazru lomar ne'amanim. They then changed their mind and they said, you know what? We will trust butchers about nikor agid. So Amar Rav Nachman, achshur dari? Are we defying Yeridas HaDoros? That it used to be that tabachim cannot be believed, and now in later generations, but we don't often find this problem, that people are becoming more honest in later generations. So he says, no, meikar davisav l'krameir. Initially, they held like Rav Meir that you have to be chotet the gid, so lo avi mehemni. The butchers weren't trusted because there's a tremendous tircha to do that. So they wouldn't bother themselves to go to such length. But ultimately they held like Rabbi Yehuda that you don't need to be chotet the gid, you could just be gomim, you could just even out the area, and since it's not such a tircha to do something like that, so then the tabachim were more on board to work with us. Some have it on the sefer. That it went from being believed to not being believed to yes being believed. So how did we make it to the last from not being believed to yes being believed? So Meikara Savrok Rabbi Yehuda, originally they held like Rabbi Yehuda, Hadar Savrok Rabbi Meir, then they went back to holding like Rabbi Meir that you need to be chotet to give, and that's why they weren't believed anymore. But there were a number of butchers that remember the din of Rabbi Yehuda and were doing like Rabbi Yehuda and were not cutting out all of it. Lo mehemni, they were not believed. But now that everyone already forgot, all the butchers already forgot Rabbi Yehuda's din, so the minig is, has been established like Rabbi Meir that you need to be chotet the gid. So mehemni, so now they went back to being trusted because there's no one that remembers the good old days when you didn't have to do all of this. So now everyone, this is what everyone knows you have to do. So that's what everyone does. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ve'alachilev. Cool.